This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
This is People First Radio at the 6th Annual Nanaimo Fringe Festival. It runs from Thursday, August 11th to Sunday, August 21st, 2016, on two stages in downtown Nanaimo. I'm Kevin. Judith Mendelsohn recently spent 3 years in Paris, France, where she studied theater with the infamous clown Philippe Gollier. She performed in Paris and studied sports at the Sorbonne. Judith brings a new show, Belle Paris, to the 2016 Nanaimo Fringe Festival. It's delightful, but also surprising, taking the audience beneath the surfaces of postcard fantasy.
I am Judith Mendelsohn, and I am the writer and performer for Belle Paris.
I was drawn to this play because it seemed to me that it would be a postcard fantasy. Yet you took us down some unexpected turns. How much of this is from your real life experiences in Paris, and what led you to draw in the 1942 piece?
So I did spend 3 years in Paris and got to experience the beauty and the wonder of the city, and then had some unexpected experiences along the way, which you can find out in the show. And so half of it is inspired by autobiographical experiences. And then in the process of doing the research for the first incarnation of the show in 2015, I came across the story of Marcel Marceau. And so Ava's journey in the 1940s is actually inspired by Marcel Marceau's actual story of what happened to him during World War II, which I found extremely fascinating, and took his experiences for Ava's in this show.
What drew you to mime, and what continues to draw you to mime?
Didn't go to mime school, went to clown school. So the mime part is, my little fantasy, because it's got such a strong visual image for us that I think that is very capturing and captures my imagination. So I've had to work on my mime, still working on it, not perfect, but I think works for Amy's content in the story in the current incarnation. So her struggles I get personally very much.
How have you incorporated what you learned in France and how you, the things that you studied in France, into your professional life right now, which I think is performance related?
I went to clown school, but while I was at clown school, it turned out to be a different type of a theater school than I had thought. And one of the things that we had studied there was at École Philippe Gollier in Paris was a genre of performance called bouffant. And this performance in and of itself is based on that performance form, which explores the idea of those who are outcast, those who are the other, and tries to charm and engage audiences, but also talk about challenging matters that's very political in nature, which is something that I'm trying to do in this piece.
Are there aspects of Paris that you hold on to in a kind of a fantasy way? Do you hold on to that postcard fantasy? Do you still search for that? And I'm assuming that you go back once in a while, or you will go back once in a while.
I feel like my experience in Paris is something that is still with me every single day. And those images just are constantly playing out in my head. I did go last April because one of my very best friends now got married there. And some of the best people that I have ever met are in Paris. And so it's a place that I am still very connected to and still drawn to its beauty and its art and its architecture and its performance, and has inspired me as a performer, as my friends continue to do so. So it's one of those places that really oscillates between being incredibly beautiful and stunning, and yet its underbelly has such dark things that go on underneath in the culture.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Come see my show. It would be really great if you could see it. This is the first run I'm doing of this incarnation. I'm thrilled to be in Nanaimo. Hope you will come and enjoy.
Judith Mendelsohn, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Great. Thank you for interviewing me. It's been a pleasure.
Judith Mendelsohn is an accomplished actor and performer who has studied in Paris with the great Philippe Gollier. She's also obtained a Master of Fine Arts degree from the University of Calgary. Judith's show, Belle Paris, is being staged at Harbour City Theatre during the 2016 Nanaimo Fringe Festival. You can find out more online at nanaimofringe.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our web pages.